Jabbar comes from the root word jabbar, and its main meaning is to mend and restore. When you have a cast or splint on your broken bone, it is called jabira, which comes from the same root word. It is called jabira because it helps mend, restore, and fix your broken bones. An interesting fact is the word algebra also comes from the same root word. It means you fix the equation. Allah is Al-Jabbar. He is the one that restores and mends broken hearts and heals the wounds of the soul. Sometimes Jabbar means to compel or to force. This usually applies to people. From this, it could be understood to mean oppressive and tyrannical. The Quran says, وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ, and when you strike as tyrants. Also, Prophet Isa alayhi salam says, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا, and he has not made me a wretched tyrant. As you can see, there is a difference when Jabbar is used for Allah and for people. How can we understand Al-Jabbar more? Have you ever felt sad and lonely and no one to turn to? Sometimes no one understands you and it's hard to express your feelings. The next time you feel like this, call Al-Jabbar. He's the one that mends broken hearts and heals the wounds of the soul. When Jabbar is used for people, it is bad because it means they compel, force, and oppress people just as tyrants and bullies do. We are not supposed to be like this. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Manta jabbara kusir. Whoever acts tyrannical will be broken.